You're listening to SBS News.
Erica Rizek came to settle in Adelaide from Lebanon and now owns a cafe in Erindale in the city's east. From this week, loyal customers at her Lebanese-inspired Rustic Fig Cafe will no longer be able to receive their takeaway with plastic cutlery, straws or stirrers. That's because South Australia has become the first jurisdiction in the country to ban those plastic products after delays on the measures due to COVID-19. Ms. Rizek says her cafe has been able to easily manage the ban.
Oh, I thought it was a really good thing. I mean, obviously, you know, we've all got to do our bit for the environment. And so I thought it was a really good thing, and I thought it was good that they gave us a lot of notice that it was coming, so that anybody who had plastic items could, you know, slowly change over.
According to Ms. Rizek, customers have already gone off the idea of having takeaway food served in plastic containers. Even after COVID-19 lockdowns, when businesses relied on takeaway orders to survive, public sentiment appears to have shifted towards more environmentally friendly utensils.
Everybody's really happy about it. And, you know, some people, when they come in for takeaway, they actually ask, what containers do you use? If you don't have a container that they approve of, then they won't buy you food.
The ban was legislated by the South Australian Parliament in September last year. People found to be breaching the laws banning the sale, supply and distribution of the single-use items face fines ranging from $315 to $20,000. The ban comes as Victoria announced it will phase out single-use plastics by 2023. Queensland has also introduced legislation to ban straws, plastic cutlery and plates from July 2021. It is a movement which has gained traction around the world. China, the world's biggest importer of plastic, has banned single-use bags and straws. The European Union, with nearly 500 million people, has also banned single-use plastic cutlery, plates, cotton buds and polystyrene containers. Shane Kukau, Plastic Pollution Campaign Manager for the Australian Marine Conservation Society, says the action matches the urgency of the situation in our oceans.
Plastic pollution is quickly becoming one of the greatest threats to wildlife in our oceans. I mean, just the last 2 weeks, we saw incidents of baby turtles washing up on North Queensland beaches with plastic in their stomachs, reef sharks with plastic wrapped around their neck and their dorsal fin. We've been seeing whales washing up on beaches with stomachs full of plastic for years now. We can't keep ignoring this problem. So what plastic does to our wildlife is it entangles them, or they can eat it. It can cause life-threatening blockages in the stomach, or it can cause internal injuries when it's those sorts of sharp plastics like pieces of cutlery, etc.
Mr. Kukau stresses that reusable items are the best option to stem the flow of waste. While he thinks this is a step in the right direction, the Marine Conservation Society will continue to press for national action.
So nationally, we would like to see consistency between the bans on single-use plastics that are being introduced by the states and territories. We need to be ambitious and tackle all of those life-threatening plastics that are out there. Our ocean wildlife for years have been dealing with the tide of plastic flowing into our oceans, but every day that we wait, more plastic ends up in the ocean and more of our wildlife are dying. So we really need to increase urgency and act consistently between the states and territories to get rid of these legal plastics.
The legislation was initially met with some resistance from certain parts of the community, such as disability groups. South Australia's Minister for Environment and Water, David Spears, says the government has dealt with these concerns.
There's clear exemptions in place for the provision at prescribed outlets such as pharmacies, local government organisations and the like. So if there's a disability or medical need, that will be well and truly sorted out through this legislation, and people who need straws for that side of things can feel confident that this legislation will not be targeting them in any way.
Mr. Spears says the state government also has plans to roll out the ban on more plastic products in the future.
From the 1st of March 2022, 12 months from now, a whole range of more material will be phased out. Those include those polystyrene clamshell takeaway containers, polystyrene cups and bowls. Things like that will go from the 1st of March 2022. We're also looking at certain types of coffee cups and other items as well, barrier bags and the fruit and veg aisle.
For cafe owner Erica Rizek, this approach is welcome news.
Oh, definitely. I think polystyrene is a disgusting thing, and we never ever used it anyway. I mean, I heard a long time ago that putting hot things in polystyrene was not good, but Yes, that would be fantastic if they got rid of that.
As the state moves to enforce this ban from this week onwards, business owners like Erica Rizik appear well positioned to adapt to the changes. Tysock Husey, SBS News.